Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's Summer Mary in full force.
Not really, because this stupid Prolon thing. And let's talk about your experience, and then I'll get into mine.
Your experience is not real. I'm going to say that. I feel like it's not real. I feel fine. I know people. Okay. The thing is, you stay busy, right? I had a traumatic Sunday where my dog almost died, and that's neither here nor there, but the silver lining was that it kept me busy. So I haven't been really, I don't believe because it's so traumatic. I feel like you have to laugh or else you'll cry, you know, but I don't feel that crazy, like that hungry. It's just 5 days. I mean, now I'm like, oh, I can't wait to like chew on something or like eat a meal. Like I'm planning my Friday for like the, what I'm going to eat, but I don't feel like I have low energy or I don't feel super starving. I've just realized that whenever I have a single tiny hunger pain that I have to eat. And now I'm realizing, no, you don't. No, you don't.
What will you eat on Friday?
Well, so they say that you should transition slowly back. So my thought is my mom wants to go out for oysters late at the afternoon night. So I'll do oysters and then I'll probably come back maybe with like a non-dairy type smoothie. Mm-hmm. Like that'll be my first thing. I don't know. Maybe a Caesar salad. I'm a big C's fan. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just thinking about all the things. Like I'd love a sush. But it's like so funny because my mom thinks I came back down here and my mom was like, hey, I just want to let you know. She's like, can you go get the stuff from the car? And I'm like, it's all food from the grocery store. Like, this is so rude. She's like, oh, but it's for when you're done. And I'm like, that's so nice, but also it's so mean. Like my niece and nephew came over today and she made them all a Caesar salad. And I was like, that is my salad. You're rubbing it in my face now, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But it's fine. You know, yesterday was supposed to be like the toughest day. So I was really preparing myself. Like day three is supposed to be the toughest day. And I didn't feel like it was tough. But again, because I was busy, I didn't even start until like the afternoon because I was like, oh my gosh, like I've been in meetings all day. I've been just doing things left and right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the thing that I've realized the most is one, stay busy. Two, hold out as long as you can. This is just, again, this is like a cleanse. It's a detox. It's great to drop some LBs if you need to. But it's like, for me personally, I'm doing it as a reset. Because I wanted to do it before Austin, but I'm doing this as a reset because I've just been having really bad habits. So I feel like a reset and back into healthier. Would I do it again? I don't know because I find it kind of expensive.
So I've had a completely different experience.
Well, yeah, let's start. Okay,
I would say first step, I didn't know what I was doing. Like literally I agreed to this and I thought it was going to be
didn't
like,
open the box.
I didn't open the box till, so Courtney's like, no, we're starting on Sunday. I did not start on Sunday. I went out and I had pizza. Then I went to my parents' house, had steak for dinner. And then I woke up there Monday and I was like, fuck, I got to go back home to get this Prolon shit. I haven't even opened the box. So I just didn't get to my house till 4 o'clock. So I just drank coffee till 4. And then I start looking at the stuff and I'm like, ew, this is disgusting. So I had the bar. And then I made one of the soups and it was so nasty. I was like, fuck this. I'm not drinking this. So then
Mary knows how to stick with the goal. Not only does she start on time, but she'll finish it too.
So then yesterday I was like, all right. So then.
Well, also you combined a few of the day one and day twos on
the day only two. Thing. So what I had day one was a bar and the soup. And then I started the drink. And that was all I had. So I basically,
which was also an energy drink. So were you up late that night?
Not at all. Okay. Monday I probably had maybe 300 calories. Then yesterday, the soup tasted better.
Adding lemon to everything just helps. I will say that
today actually has been very easy. And I like Marie Kondo'd the shit out of my house. And like, but I think the key is like literally not eating till like, I didn't have lunch till 4 o'clock.
You didn't have anything until 4 o'clock.
I had the bar in the morning with coffee.
Okay.
And then at 4, I had the olives and the soup and tea. And wow. Then you just drink a shitload of stuff during the day. But I think what would be better is that you have the bar, the soup, and then you have like lettuce and chicken for dinner or like sometimes chicken and vegetables and like
Prolon. So you're rewriting yeah. Prolon. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And prolong it and like kind of like so you're not eating a ton and then like having
later. This is like a mimicking a fast.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I thought it was like pure change. So then I was really annoyed that everything was powder because I think that's gross.
Well, it's also funny too because our other friend is doing this with me. She's on my schedule of correct days, you know. And so she like said,
"I'm gonna have some leftovers." So I'm like, I feel like what I'll do is I'll just keep doing it the morning breakfast and then the breakfast and lunch and then, you know. Sure.
Own dinner.
I've done it differently. I also didn't pay for the product. So I'm not that invested. However, I've lost almost about 5 pounds.
Jeez. Wow. Wow. It's just, you just like crack me up. Cause I'm like, okay, we're starting Sunday. You're like, okay. And then Sunday, you're like, no, I'm not. I'm like, cool. I'm glad that we've told everyone we're starting Sunday. Thanks so much for being a pal.
You know what? I'm doing it and it's not fun. And I really don't like it, especially cause I'm on summer.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you. A fast is a fast and you're going to, you know what, at the end of it, I honestly feel like I feel great. And I've been drinking more water just because. So, you know, I think all in all,
I've like honestly not been hungry at all.
Yeah. Today's the first day where I'm like, I can't wait till Friday.
Over it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's one more day. We can do anything for 5 days. As Glennon Doyle once said, and then Caroline Calloway took as her own quote, we can do hard things.
I think this is great for people that like have a wedding coming up or like you got to drop some LBs quick. This is great.
Sure. I'm also appreciative of someone who has like no control over anything is like minus being a very controlling person. Like if you ask me to portion something out and follow a diet, I'm not as good as that as opposed to getting the prepackaged stuff.
I think I'm also like, I was kind of doing Weight Watchers before. And so I was like eating a lot less and like tracking my food. So then like to do this, I'm like, oh my God, this is 100 calories. And like, I'd rather have 100 calories of something else different that like me, like when we came back from Austin, I just wanted veggies. Like I like crave vegetables and like eating clean,
like fresh.
Totally. I mean, I don't like eat a lot of fast food or anything like that. So like, I guess I just like, and I enjoy cooking. So I guess like, I would much rather have like a nice.
This isn't for you.
No, but I can do it.
Okay. Well, you could do it your way.
Yeah. I'm doing it less. I'm not even eating as much as they want you to. It's because it's gross.
I actually don't find it gross anymore. After I realized that I read the instructions wrong from the other day, from day one, I was like, this it was disgusting. And then I like looked at the package like, oh, simmer for 15 minutes. Is
it? That simmering does help it.
Yeah. I was like, whoops. I put it in. But then like
I
was five.
Like, I'm like literally, I feel like I'm eating like fucking bird food and like.
Yeah. That's what these cleanses and diets and nonsense.
No, but
are.
Like, I'd rather, I'm not like a packaged person. Like I make everything fresh. So it like kind of starts to gross you out.
Okay, Martha. She's a fresh girl. Hey, listen, it's not for everyone. It's good to try. I think, you know, would I do it again? I don't know. It's expensive. So I'll see what the results are. I'm curious to see like what the results are like after the fact too. Like what's 2 days after? What's 3 days after? You know, because sometimes it's like with these things, it's usually a lot of water weight that you're losing and dropping. So cool. Well, right. So yeah. It's like, so, you know, are you really, what are you doing to yourself?
I think, well, now you're like in ketosis and then like, if you want to start keto from this, I think that'd be great.
Yeah. I'm not going to. I mean, I'm just going to eat. This is just for me.
I feel
to
like
eat
it like just jump starts a diet.
Yeah. And listen, again, it'll be done tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. Started on time, tomorrow would be the last day. But
then Friday night, I'm going out to dinner. So it's like, whatever.
Well, be careful because the transition is tough, they say. Your stomach can get very upset.
I think you just got to stay away from like dairy.
Yeah. Where are you going out to dinner?
Original Joe's.
So you're going to an Italian restaurant that has cheese. So
I can get chicken. They have chicken. They have shrimp cocktail too. I may have shrimp cocktail.
Big shrimp.
Yeah, we know you're a shrimp cocktail. You guys, I'm so sorry we're taking up this much time talking about Prolon.
First off, we only have to talk about Beverly Hills this week, so I think it's okay. Do you want to take a quick break then? And then we'll come right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. with Way, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Sure.
Okay, that way too, now that we're back, I feel like if you fast forwarded us, because, you know, we've talked too much about Prolon. Let's talk about, before we go into Bravo stuff. So let's talk about Britney Spears today.
So much came out. I think the audio is the most compelling part of it. But then then you go to her Instagram page and it's just, what?
She's saying her Instagram is a lie.
Well, that, I mean, that she.
So today, Britney testified for her conservator, during the conservatorship, she called in. And she gave her account of everything. And I'm just so proud of her. I just felt there were a few things that were like, whoa.
Do you want me to read some quotes?
Please.
Okay. I have a lot to say, so bear with me. They've done a good job exploiting my life. So I feel like it should be an open court hearing and they should listen to what I have to say. A lot has happened since 2 years ago. I don't think I was heard on any level when I came to court last time. I just want my life back. It's been 13 years and it's enough. They need to be reminded that they actually work for me. I haven't done anything in the world to deserve this treatment. It's not okay to force me to do anything I don't want to do. All I want to own is my money and for this to end and for my boyfriend to be able to fucking drive me in his car. And honestly, I want to be able to sue my family. I have an IUD in my body right now that won't let me have a baby. And my conservators won't let me go to the doctor to take it out.
That one was like chilling to me. Like it felt very like opposite Handmaids a little bit, but like, It just made me so sad for her because it felt like all this thing, everything about Free Britney. And then, you know, her Instagram, she's like, oh, what? Like this documentary and no. And it's like, actually, it's like, it is all true. It's all true.
It's also, I think, like complicated because. Yes. I don't want to get it too into, but I mean, so she's like diagnosed bipolar and on but medication.
Honestly, though, is she though? Because they've said she said she's been put on. They switched her lithium. Drugs and put her on lithium, which I mean, kind of would explain maybe some of her Instagram appearances. Like, obviously, this goes deeper, and there's like mm-hmm. levels and everything. But I just thought it was really compelling everything that she had said today, and she sounded so coherent. Like, she does not sound like she does on Instagram.
Yeah, she sounded way different. The audio is like, that was to me, because I was like, I want to hear what her voice sounds like.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought when the beginning too, they had said something like, oh, we're having some technical difficulties. And she's like, no, we're not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not. Where did you hear all of this?
There's, I think it's at Free Britney LA.
Okay.
Has the audio. If you guys wanted to see it on Instagram, this has just been so interesting to me. And so again, so compelling. And I really hope that it makes me sad that her, like she called her dad, like what he was doing was like basically sex trafficking. Like she was saying, like, he like loved to like to have control of me and all these things. And it's like, oh my gosh, you just like, it left you like speechless. And you know,
I think
Chris Crocker was right. Leave Britney alone.
I also like she's not able even to like go to her AA meetings, I don't think.
Yeah, they stopped her from going.
That's
she like was
crazy.
Like locked in her house for a month. She basically has no access to internet. The whole thing is just, you know,
it's pretty scary.
Yeah, I'm just glad that she was able. The worrisome thing to me, you know, now she just wants to be, she's like, she wants to be let out of her conservatorship without being evaluated. And it's like, I just hope that there's peace at the end of this and whatever does happen. Like after that, it's like, how do you not take what she said seriously? How, as a judge, how can you like look at that and think like everything that's happening? Like there needs to be a change somewhere.
No, I can. And the same lady has been giving me my medication for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's mm-hmm. kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, again, lot of layers, but I just felt that she was finally able to like speak her piece and that people are able to hear it, make your judgment for what you want it to be. But it just, you know, she sounded just so strong. Now she's stronger than yesterday.
It will be interesting I think these conservatorships are like so powerful, and mm-hmm. especially because she's like, I think she is diagnosed bipolar. So that's what makes it even harder, I think.
But again, we don't know what these doctors. I'm just
yeah, like, no, I just that, like, no, I just, it's like very creepy. Like it's like very creepy.
I again just hope that there's a happy ending to this all, and fuck Jamie Spears.
No, it's super scary. It's like really scary.
It's just, and she was talking about too, like I've literally taught my dancers choreography, but yet I can't take care of myself. Like these all these things, she just was able to prove, like just say so many different points that it just, if you have time and you want to listen to it, I highly recommend. Just because
I only heard the snippets. I need to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, you can go to that. Our friend sent a link to the audio in our group chat if you'd like to go back.
Okay.
As the Britney stan over of the two of us, breatheheavy.com, where Mary still sometimes freaks.
I've been tracking this Britney story for a really long time, and it's a tragedy, really.
I agree.
Her dad is just feels a like monster. Trying to ruin her life. And she just wants to have her basic human rights back. She's almost 40 years old.
Yeah, totally. All right. Speaking of another tragedy, let's talk a little Kelly Dodd.
Okay. I'll tell you what happened with Kelly Dodd this week.
Jolie, I like texted you and I was like, what is going on? And you wrote, you're like, I have been diving into this. So tell us what's up.
Basically, Jolie was diagnosed with COVID this week. And I thought it was so strange. She's like filming Jolie that has COVID. But she's like, oh, like we have the antibodies, so it's fine. And like Jolie makes them a cake and everything. Like it was Jolie's 15th birthday. And I was just like, why are they? I don't know. Like, it just seems like if she is diagnosed with COVID, that maybe she should be in her own space. I don't know. I'm not cooking for the whole household.
But okay, why does Kelly have the antibodies?
She has the antibodies from Heather Dubrow's son.
From New Year's Eve, she and Rick got COVID, apparently from Heather Dubrow's son, which like there was a blind item that Heather Dubrow and Terry were having dinner with Rick and Kelly. And people were like, no way, because Heather said she would never, like they both have basically said they'll never be on the show with each other. But then I'm like, and you guys were together for New Year's Eve and Heather Dubrow's son gave it to everyone?
I also, Kelly Dodd is not to be believed because she also told everyone on her Instagram story back in early 2021 that she had already had the vaccine. And I was like really upset about that because yeah. I had not gotten the vaccine yet. And I was teaching in person and like teachers were having a hard time getting it. And I was like pissed. I was like, and fucking Kelly Dodd has it. I'm sorry. No.
Right. But then the other day when Jolie got COVID, her and Rick went to go get their J&J vaccine.
I was like, what is going on here? So it's like, I just feel like she discredited herself so much.
And why? And she's never led us to believe she'd ever do something like that.
It's just like, I don't understand when someone like blatantly lies. Like she's telling people she was vaccinated. Then she films her entire vaccination months later.
She like posted an IGTV video of it. Like vaccination day. And they basically got vaccinated because like Rick's parents and Kelly's parents were like urging them, like, please get vaccinated. So they did like J&J so they'd only have to do it once, you know? Right, and it's like, wait. But also, did we talk about too that Rick was fired from Fox News? Because I can't remember when that.
I think like, that came out like it's the next day after the pod, like last Thursday.
And it's like,
he was there for like over 20 years, right?
Yeah. I believe he, like 24, maybe like something crazy. Like, but because I think because he wanted to be in Newport. I don't know.
Do you think I actually, it was funny. I said to my sister that morning, I said, she's so controversial. Like I'm scared for him because it just feels like he's in the public eye. He's in the news.
Why are we scared for him? He married her. He knew what he married, who he married.
But then the next day he was fired. I was like, wait, what? That was my ESPN.
I just find the whole thing like funny because, you know, she's also probably so pissed too, because there's a ton of Bravo stars that are in New York right now. Like Gina's there, Shannon's there, yeah,
Wendy,
you know, yeah, like Reza. I mean, across the board, like Lou, obviously, but you know, Ciara is there, like all because they're doing this like new promotion for Peacock.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why.
So it's like all like current cast people, which I also found it interesting because Southern Charm Boys are still down in Charleston with like Kristen Cavallari and they're like, you know, doing their part two. And I just thought it was interesting that none of the Southern Charm people, like I'm so curious what this promo is because it always brings back like Summer by Bravo vibes. Remember those commercials?
Yes.
But I'm like, why aren't they
showing? There was a Britney Spears song for one of those. It was
Circus, right?
No, it was.
Oh.
I want to go to the place.
But it was a circus theme, right? I feel like there was one point there was like six of them like rolling on a ball, standing on each other's shoulders.
We should post a Summer by Bravo thing.
As you're on Summer, I'll let you do that, baby.
Okay.
But Summer by Bravo commercials are so good.
I agree.
But I just think it's like funny, all these people together. Like it gives, you know, people are like, oh, is it a BravoCon announcement? And then of course Ramona's like, I just want you guys to know that we're doing a promo for Peacock.
Oh.
Like,
is she in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Lou, Shannon, Gina, and Wendy together.
Mm-hmm.
On a rooftop.
They're like they're just all together because, and then, you know, Kathy and Crystal are probably going to be in it too because they're in there for Watch What Happens Live. Like there's just a bunch of people, which is fun.
Yeah.
It's like a mini BravoCon.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. It's just but nice we're still not invited to that party.
Together.
Agree. Also, guys, there was no, so again, we're only like talking Beverly Hills because there was no New York this week. Because instead, they did a Below Deck Sailing Yacht Part 2.
Right.
But I did watch Shaws this week.
Okay.
You guys, I don't know how many times I have to say it, but you've got to watch Shaws. However, caveat, Mike needs to go. He is a gaslighting, abusive POS. Mm-hmm. He is literally the Ronnie of Jersey Shore.
Who just got engaged this week.
Yes, which is
didn't
scary.
They just like have an arrest? Together, them two?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's very toxic. But Mike, so Destiny is hosting a Halloween party.
Okay.
Nima comes as MJ.
That's funny. What did he wear?
He wore a tracksuit and then like put some, you know, boobs and ass. MJ and Reza with unknowingly both came as like hippies.
Oh, that's so random.
Adam was there. I was like, we don't need you, Adam. We don't need you. Like, I'd rather have no Reza and Adam and more Tommy, you know, but a restraining order. And so, you know, Destiny is Beetlejuice. Now, here, so before those, so they like, so they kind of start off, you know how they do those, like, they kind of start the episode off with, like, what's going to happen. And then they, like, 3 days earlier.
Yeah, I love that. Didn't we just do that?
We do that like everywhere, I feel. Yeah. But so
just like a to be continued.
Yeah. So Paulina comes over to Destiny's house and it kind of just says, like, you know, that thing with Mike that happened, like it's happened like 10 times, meaning she's like caught him 10 times. Like, Mike, you clearly shouldn't be in a relationship. Right. So they have this. So she's like, Destiny's listening in, you know, like is being a friend. Then like, so then a couple days later when the party happens, like a little bit before the party, like Paulina calls Destiny is like, please don't say anything. Everything's fine. I didn't mean what I said. You know, like she's clearly like nervous. Like, just don't say anything, you know, whatever. So not the party, like they're playing this game where everybody has a card under their table with a question. It's like, who's most likely to? Most likely to marry for money. Most likely to do, you know, all these things. And Mike is getting progressively more and more angry. And is just like, and he's paranoid too, which leads me to believe that he's kind of a Jax Taylor too. Huh?
Hiding something.
I don't think anything's being hidden. I think it is out there. Like, okay. I think he's just paranoid that, like, I think he's I think he knows Destiny knows all these things, you know? So maybe he is trying to hide the rest of it. It is just, he's a gaslighting POS. Like, they get in this crazy fight where he almost, like, hits Destiny.
His anger.
Complete anger. They, you know, at one point, too, Destiny wanted Paulina to sit near her, and he said, absolutely not. My woman sits near me. He tells Destiny he could buy and sell her.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And then at the, then he's like, we're out of here. And him and Paulina get in the car, and he says, don't say anything until we get home.
Because, aka, the cameras are off, or take off your fucking microphone.
He is scary. Meanwhile, Reza's like, the food's so good. Like, when Mike is getting in the scuffle, he's just sitting in his seat being like, Mike! Mike! But he's like, can't get up to stop anything because the food's too good.
Oh, what kind of food is it?
I don't know. It was like something catered, but I'm not trying to pay attention to food right now because, you know, slash the dumplings look so good. But that was Shaw's.
Okay.
That was the base of Shaw's. Again, more Tommy. I need more Tommy, baby Shams. I mean, we got a little thing between MJ and Gigi. But, you know, Mike's
how is it with
go.
MJ in Calabasas?
What do you mean?
Like, she moved to Calabasas. Like, yeah. Isn't she kind of far?
Okay.
It's not a problem.
There's the black cars driving them all around. They're doing just fine. Got it. They're doing just fine. Got it. Are there any other shows you'd like to talk about or anything before we go into Beverly Hills?
No.
She's really thinking.
Here. I was like thinking, what have I watched?
I don't know. She's rocking back and forth, really thinking about it.
I'm just thinking. I don't think I've watched much, to be honest.
Just again, I always want to push for Hacks.
I watched like 5 episodes of that. That's a pretty easy watch. It was okay. No Handmaid's Tale.
Wait, apples and oranges.
Spoiler alert. People think this is hilarious. This is a spoiler alert for Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
At the end, when the mailman opens up the envelope, I thought that was a penis and not a finger. And I was telling people it was a penis.
Wait, what happened? Can you just explain a little bit more?
I'm just going to say that. It's a finger.
Whose finger slash penis did you think it was?
I don't want to give it away too much. It's so good. Anyways.
Wait, so people were like,
actually, I feel like I wrote it better if it was his penis.
Whose?
I don't want to give away too much for people. Anyways. Okay, let's go to Beverly Hills.
Let's take a quick break and then come back for Beverly Hills.
Okay.
What overall did you feel about Beverly Hills here?
I loved this. And I wrote 2 pages of notes about it.
You're pulling a me.
I was definitely a scribe tonight.
So I'm going to say this. I thought it was okay. We didn't think Erica was going to share anything with us. And she did. Now, I'm still going to call complete bullshit on it all.
I mean, I think it's all extremely, extremely calculated. And I think she is really intelligent. I wonder how much they decided together of what they were going to do to try to protect Erica.
100%. This was not a decision she made on her own.
But for her to like, completely, I mean, I think she kind of started seeing, oh shit, this is like gonna go down. I need to exit this, and like the ship is sinking. I gotta go.
I just still feel like, okay, here's the thing. Tom is supposedly this super powerful man, yet she's kind of like bad mouthing him. She's saying all these things that I'm like, if he was so powerful, you shouldn't necessarily be saying all of these things. And I just feel she knew their stuff. Like I think something happened because she'd been deposed twice before she filed. So obviously she knows things that are going down.
She keeps on alluding to that. She's like, these women don't even know the half of it. Like and she says
it's
things,
coming.
Exactly. Like it will be coming for me. Mm-hmm. She says that. And should we just like go Sure. Step by step. Okay. Sure. Erica arrives and everyone's like, hey, Erica, like nothing happened. Do you want some champagne?
Oh my God. Like, you are the gift. You don't have to bring me a gift. You are the gift. Everyone, I'm like, this was fine. But the whole thing, I was like, until she finally said, like, let's discuss the elephant. I was like, what is happening?
But I can understand, like, when you show up, I can totally understand. Like, this felt like
how
it really is in real life, because when you see someone after, like, I don't know, tragedy or like a major event, you're kind of like, hey, how are you? But like, you're kind of gauging, does this person want to talk about it? Are we just going to act like nothing happens? Like,
you're walking on eggshells a little bit. You have your kid gloves on, so you want to make sure that they are comfortable in there. Totally. Yeah.
And she's like, so what's going on, ladies? And like Kyler and Jareed are like, we're just like sisters and that's how we fight. And, you know, I know we'll get back together because we're like sisters. This is the stupidest fight. And I also love how like Garcelle just interjects and Garcelle's like, well, Jareed, you are pretty long-winded.
She's like, huh? And then Kyle, like, she's like, well, Kathy's shorthanded.
Like, Kyle does the best impressions. You have to give her that.
I cannot stop saying how stunning she is. This is one of the best glow ups in Housewives history. She is so stunning. I've also, as I've been watching the old New York, I caught up. And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to go back to like old Beverly Hills. And now, not that she wasn't like beautiful before, but I am telling you guys, it is like night and day.
I think a lot of it is the nose, and like her hair isn't
her skin is better too.
Maybe she's had like a mini facelift this point.
You're not ugly, you're just poor.
Right
you know. But her impression of Kathy, can you do it?
I think I do what Kathy does. I do a lot of alluding and I do a lot of whisper talking, and I'll be like, you know what I'm saying. You know who we're talking about, right? Like, you know, the powers that be might be listening. And I often whisper talk when I'm talking shit about people. And everyone's like, why are you whispering? They're not here. But I think Kathy is so rich and famous. Like, I think her comment about, like, she said something about Tom, like, the people come for you that are on magazines. And that's why the big people, because it's like Kathy knows like the wealthiest of the wealthiest, the people that people don't even know their names because they want to stay out of the spotlight, versus like these people that.
Right.
I don't know.
Like run tabloids, like that they're the tabloid fodder. Right. Like, it's like, that's what Kathy said. Like, if her and Rick got a divorce, like, you'd probably never hear about it until it's all been settled, done, because they're like, we're going to be as quiet as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like, there's, the people that,
you know, we have the
go ahead the people that want to stay out of the spotlight stoplight.
Yes, the stoplight and the spotlight.
They stay away from stop signs, stop
red light lights. Okay,
they don't even go out of their house. No, but you can. Like, it's like Jessica Biel and Ava Mendez, they completely covered up an entire pregnancy.
Kylie Jenner did too. Emmy Rossum just did too. Like, if you want to be out of the spotlight, you'll figure a way out, I'm sure.
Ben and Jen want us to know about
Did you see Erica's? Did you see Erica's, like, quote unquote gas station leaked pictures from over the weekend? I'm like, the paparazzi are literally just waiting for her, and she's like, not, and she looks like that.
I didn't.
She went for the disheveled look on purpose. I feel like Mikey came over and he was like, let's make you look just not good.
I think
she still looked great.
I honestly feel like this is just like, yeah, you're like, woke up in the morning, you need to go grab some gas, you're doing a quick errand, and you just throw on some clothes and you didn't brush your hair. It wasn't that big of a deal. This is how I would look every day dropping off a child to school.
It to me just felt very staged, because she's with her assistant and she's pumping the gas. I'm like, don't act like your assistant doesn't drive your car to the gas station to get gas for you. Like,
oh,
you
I
felt
didn't even
like,
think about
I
it
think
like
she, oh. Oh. I think it was staged? You thought that was real?
I guess I don't even think about it that much. I just accept it.
I just think that they were.
How is she fucking paying for this assistant still?
She still has money from the show, and she hasn't been convicted of anything. Now,
but I thought they froze everything, like accounts.
I don't. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she has Bitcoin.
Maybe. I don't know.
And they didn't freeze that, you know. Okay. Back to the show. But yes, Bennifer. Bennifer, I would like to know more about Bennifer too, these stage photo ops. Did you also hear that A-Rod is now like was seen with Lindsay Shookus, who's Ben's ex-girlfriend? Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
This is so messy. Slash, keep it coming.
Right. We will
keep reading. We love mess.
Yes.
You know? Okay. So Lisa doesn't ask how Tom is. She asks how Tiago is. Tiago the dog.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So Lisa, you know, it's like kind of funny because they're all trying to like, you know, see. So also Lisa's going to be Erica's defender this whole season. She's going to be the plus one to everything. Did you notice how much they're together?
I wonder too if Renna knows a little bit more than the other women and like yep. she's just going to like go along with everything.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah. I mean, probably. Although it's like, would Renna be your number one choice if you're Denise?
Well, apparently she can keep a really big secret.
Uh-huh. For her BFF who she was like was closer to Garcelle though. You know, but she's like, how's Tiago? Is he adjusting? Okay. It's like, and I don't know. The whole thing is just because Rinna's fishing for a little too.
Oh,
she's
completely.
Basically saying like, you're going to have to, she's like, you're going to have to talk about this.
Yeah.
You're going to have to talk about this. We'll get a hot toddy for you. And you have to talk about this. Okay.
No, but then Erica. Okay. So then they're talking about Garcelle and Sutton getting cars, and then Erica's like, well, I could use a ride, and then she's like, well, I just got a Range Rover.
So that segue didn't make sense for me.
I know. And then I felt like, and then I was like, is a Range Rover like supposed to be like a poor car, like what's going on here? And then she's just like, well, let's discuss the elephant in the room, like my life changed this week, I let go of everything. She's like, my cars, my house. The last thing she said was the marriage. I was like, interesting order to go in.
Well, technically it's alphabetical.
Okay. Interesting order for me. And then she was like, this was the decision I had to make. He pushed me out. You know, I just kept on walking around my 16,000 square foot house. And
this is why I all think it's bullshit too.
I had to make the choice that was right for me. And I couldn't do it anymore. And I, you know,
because as Garcelle said last week, couldn't you just wait?
I know.
So that's why I'm like, this whole thing is bullshit to me.
Well, she kind of alludes like, I didn't want you guys to know because I didn't want you guys to get into any trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what it was too is, well, I think it's twofold on that. I think she didn't tell them before either because I think the tabloids would be calling them, right? Like, mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. But because she only gave them a heads up before, like, you know, when she filed, like they were not privy to anything. Although Renna might have been. It was Erica. She had to do it this way.
Well, and then she kind of starts talking about she like then we kind of see the glimpses of her like going through her stuff with Mikey like 3 weeks prior. And she kind of starts to open up in her confession. She is the most open during the confessionals, I would say. She's like, you know, my marriage.
I want to put open in quotations.
Well, she's like, my marriage wasn't conventional. I could never say if my feelings were hurt. I was always dismissed. I was told my marriage was great. And it really, she goes along to say basically like he was the provider and I wasn't allowed to like stand up to the provider.
I have issues with this.
Go ahead.
This
is why we're a great team. We don't think alike at all.
I just think it's like you signed up for this. Like, let's be honest. Like, she saw an older man. She looked at Tom as a father figure. He had money. And Renna said too, like talking about the power of the relationship and the power balance. And I'm like, the power balance was always that Tom was the power. He had the power. So I felt like this was like nothing new. And she's like, you know, he'd give me like one or two words. I'm like, that doesn't seem any different to me. But that's okay, why I'm like, this is all bullshit to me because
Crystal and Rob are in a similar relationship per se. the older man that has the money, but like she seems like she wears the pants.
But I think it's a dynamic that you start when you first start dating. Yeah, that's true. Right. That's like true. To me, this isn't any, the relationship, the way she's talking about it, doesn't seem any different. Even when they did that flashback to 2015, when he's like, I'm talking Erica. I was like, no, this is who Tom's always been, but he had money then. So now you guys are figuring out what's the story. Okay. He was, you know, also there's like the, also this blind item too, that he was on a date this week.
I saw that.
It was like, maybe it's his caretaker.
Someone was saying it was his daughter.
I don't know. The whole thing, I was like, but in like, I just felt that this was all, Erica is the true sniper from the side. And it, this all, like you mentioned, is very calculated. She's saying exactly what she needs to in order to like show that there was contention between them. There was issues.
And I mean, but then she says things like, I stole the furniture.
Yeah. And like, I was like, okay, IRS, are you listening? FBI, are you listening? She's like, well, it was 2 chairs and a couch. I also love when she was like, I did it on election day because I wanted it to get buried. And the first thing my mom and I both, I made her watch it with me today. We both go, everyone early voted. This is the news we needed on election day.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's, you know, she says it will be coming for me. And Rinna's like, I'm worried how vicious it'll get.
And also though, it's also weird because we're watching it when like the women still don't know what's to come. It's just like,
right. We know what we know now, but not then.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then Kyle and Dorit are
you're so brave, Erica. You're just so brave. You had to do this. Garcelle's still giving the side eye. Like, still not sure why you couldn't wait.
Yeah. And then I thought it was interesting. She's like, oh, he'll stay in that house. So the day he dies, that was never my house. I was a third wife. He'll never leave it.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, he'll stay until it gets sold because now it's listed for $13 million in a bankruptcy sale. So, right. Yeah. But okay.
Mm-hmm. And then like the juxtaposition, it's like, oh, this is Erica's new house. It's only 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. I'm like, for a single person to live there alone, like it was like, oh, it's only 2,000 square feet. I'm like, oh, cry me a river.
It's like, remember when Shannon Bedore had to downsize and she's like, it's only 3,000 square feet.
Yes.
Yes. Like, no, Shannon at least had like 3 kids. It's like, Erica's like, what do I do with the bedrooms? Like, oh, one for shoes and bags, one for clothes, one I'll sleep in. I'm like, where's the glam room? We didn't think of that, did we?
No, and like you can tell Mikey's like, it's gonna be fine. Yeah, that rug will totally pull everything together. Like, honey, you're a star. We'll get the show on the road. Like, don't worry.
Yeah. And he's like, or until my paycheck runs out and then I'm out of here.
I'm so curious their relationship now, or like
Hashtag where's Mikey?
Yes.
Yeah. I did laugh and she's like, you're welcome to come by my new rental. And I'm like, your rental is literally still nice here. Also, what happened to the Hollywood Palace, that the place that she had where she served sushi and wine with pregnant Teddy, who, and she didn't even have water for her?
Yes.
What happened to that place?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Maybe because that was more of like a one bedroom studio. She couldn't live just there.
No, she could have put
Did you find it interesting that the story was, she's like, I drove Tom to work. Mm-hmm. I kissed him goodbye. Mm-hmm. I said, I love you. He said, oh, thanks. And then I drove home. I grabbed my stuff and moved out. And I'm like, again, I don't believe it. I don't believe this. I don't believe that is what happened. Also, you were telling us how he was working from home in the previous episodes. I don't believe it.
Well, she was geared up for this. I do believe that maybe she moved out in one day and it was a fast thing. Yes. I completely believe that. But I'm like, no, this was calculated. You were selling shit. Mikey was selling shit for you on fucking Poshmark.
Yeah, or Vestiaire, which is like the more expensive one. But yeah, it was like totally like.
And it like, was very calculated. We know that.
And I just don't believe that Erica drives Tom to work. I don't believe it.
Then I was like, why was she driving him to work?
Yeah. What? But then she made him take an Uber home? How did he get home that night?
And then I was like, was he wondering where you were when you spent that first night? Like, obviously, election was on a Tuesday, so you did this on a Monday, and then you spent your first night in the rental house. Did he not wonder where you were? I mean, probably not. So,
well, he has Alzheimer's.
Oh, God. This is so
I don't mean to make fun of it. I just don't believe any. I don't believe all of this anymore. I feel like, okay, last, and I also like changed my tune because I really, after watching The Housewife and The Hustler, I don't think she knows to the degree of all the things that he did, but I believe that this divorce was very calculated.
No, yeah. And
can
like,
you be both of those?
Well, I think you
not
can.
Know the degree.
I think you can. I mean, he was clearly putting money into Erica's business that, she didn't know where the money was coming from, maybe. But yeah. Is that how he was laundering money? Is that how he was?
Like, did she really like, just think he was so rich that he's like, yeah.
It's just like, how far did he get? Like, he got so deep. It's like, I mean, we said this last week that he's been doing it for 40 years. It was like, was he just skimming off the top for forever? And then it just like, just got way out of hand, like the right. private planes. And
I'm a good guy.
Oh my gosh.
Don't be mad at me. Bye.
And then I didn't like this comment when she's like, he said one time when we were at dinner, if you think you can afford her, you can have her. I was like, that's gross.
Mm-hmm. But I guess to me, I just feel like this was what their relationship was.
Well, that's a shitty comment. He supported me when there was nothing. And he was the provider and I had to be grateful. And it was great to have a Lamborghini, but at what human cost is that? Like,
but right. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know why right now is the breaking point. Because
well,
this
we
was
know
your,
why.
No, I.
Because there's no right. money.
Exactly. No, but I'm saying like, oh, so this is your breaking point is because there's no money now. Right. But like, to me, it's like, but your relationship was always like this. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So it's just like, to me, I just feel like I'm like, yeah, that's a shitty comment, but that's literally what you've been in for 21 years.
I know. I'm like, I literally fucking love watching this. Like, it's so good to me. It's amazing.
It's like, I want to do like we need to get that lie detector guy that's been on all the shows that like Lisa hired and like the Kardashians use. And he's like on Shaw's, you know, I think his name's John.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar? We need John on the case.
I will say when Erica was at her house, like wearing the black, the all black, like the
EJ fake Louis Vuitton.
I thought she looked stunning. I just thought she looked great.
Oh yeah. Erica's gorgeous. I have a complaint about the eyebrows and this is so like bitch eating crackers.
Yeah, please.
I need an arch.
Oh,
okay. That's all. The eyebrows go real down low, which I love. I love a thick eyebrow. It's like, just give me an arch. It's too, but you know, I guess she has bigger problems.
Bigger problems than that.
Bigger problems. Okay. Let's keep going with the chronological of it all. Okay. So we meet, we go to Garcelle and we go to Damona. I was like, Ramona? But it was Damona, the matchmaker.
Mm-hmm. And she kindly introduces Damona to Dorit and Kyle, the goldfish.
Like, oh, also that goldfish water is very dirty.
And fish are hard.
The fish are dead now, by the way. They're gone because I saw Garcelle posted a photo of that with flowers in it.
Oh, I see. I see.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Before we do that, though, or we could talk about this, but there's one more thing at the party that happened with Kyle and Dury. But let's finish with Damona.
Yeah, I mean, I
love this, didn't you?
I thought Damona is a great coach. She's you know, just you need to be your authentic self, you know, and I'm teaching you how to fish, you know.
I'm what brings the fish to you. You right. need to learn. Yeah, totally.
And
the
I like
perfect what, guy for Garcelle.
I like what Garcelle said about like, she's like, I'm not a needy person. I'm super independent and it's hard for me to let people in and it's hard for me to trust, obviously, her past relationship. You know, she wants someone that's monogamous, kind, loving, loyal, sweet, sexy, and not too big.
There is such a thing as too big of a diamond. Or if you receive a letter in the mail from the mailman, a small diamond.
Wait,
your handmaid's reference?
I was like, what are we talking about? Okay.
But no, I agree. I feel actually very similar to Garcelle in that I'm like not a needy person either. And I'm very independent. And so, and sometimes I think that can be intimidating, you know, which is why I'm still single. But I just thought it was such a moment because it's like one of those things where you have to like say it out loud. And I felt like Garcelle was showing this vulnerability of like, you're right. Like, okay, yeah, I do have to do this. I also loved her jean jumpsuit. And yes. I'd never noticed the interstitials of like, you know, when you have the scene where it's like Garcelle and it's her like standing in a new dress. Okay. Both her and Crystal had these really gorgeous, like mini dress, like long sleeve mini dresses on in theirs.
Oh, there's all of them have like new looks. Like Garcelle has a patterned rose one.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly.
And the then one. Sutton's wearing like red, kind of.
Okay, so is this new this week then? Or I thought I just noticed it.
These were all new. I loved
Crystal's too. Crystal has great style. Great style. Like I just was like, oh wow, like everyone just looks, they look so great. I actually really loved Erica's short interview, her new interview look. It was like the white and black, like almost like herringbone jacket. And then it had like the red pockets that she had, her short little bob.
It's getting me like Betty Broderick vibes.
Great. Careful, Tom.
I don't know. Anyway.
Well, it's also reminiscent of like that crayon look that she had, the one yes! with the hat. Oh, you know?
I have a picture of that because I just feel like it's like
iconic.
Yes.
Just something to keep in your camera roll.
It's in my camera roll and I'm like, I need to use this.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the Kyle and Dorit. So they have again a conversation that they're whatever, but I thought that the interesting part was bringing up the Sutton and Crystal thing. I'm like, have we not moved past this?
This is so Dorit though. She always misconstrues things and make like, well, no, Crystal said she felt really violated. She lingered in there for a long time. And Kyle's like, I want no fucking part of this. Like, yes. Violate is a very strong word. Like, careful what you're saying.
She's like, well, I only know what Crystal told
me. I know. It's like, stop, Doritos. Come on. Actually, I think we should call it like, there's, okay. When she's being like this, this is like Doritos. Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
But then when she's being Dorit.
Yeah, Dorit.
Dorit is like when she's being like condescending, talking down. No. Okay. And then when she's
like being when she talked to Teddy about the glasses.
Yeah. Okay. And then when she's just being cool, she's Dorit.
She's like,
so we have Dorit, Dorit, and Doritos.
Okay. Keep that together. Keep that together. Every time we talk about Dorit now, I'm going to be like, what Dorit are we talking about?
I think that's very clever.
What about Six Toes Doritos? Which one is that?
Yeah, that's like a silly. Oh, yeah, okay. That would be a Doritos reference. Yeah.
Okay. I also thought very interesting that Sutton has never gotten a mammogram and she's in her 50s.
I think it was good for them to show because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that haven't done that. And I think it's like a scary thing. And I think
I feel like we have this once a season, though.
I'm not a doctor person either. So I can relate.
Yeah, but I'm glad she went.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad she went. And I was laughing when she went in there. But no, don't you think
there's like doctors people? Like there's some people that like go to the doctors. Fakers? No, not illness. Like there's some people that like they always go to the doctor. Like mm-hmm. whenever something's wrong, they're like, yeah, I'm going to go in. I'm like, oh my God. Like I just go in.
It's a headache.
I just go in at like bare minimum.
Sure. I feel like that's most people. But I also feel like
I don't think so.
I think I was going to say, if you have money, I think you go to the doctor more.
They never tell you anything. They're like, oh, I'm not quite sure what it is. I'm like, well, I don't either. I've fucking WebMD'd it countless times. You're
like, so you have to amputate my arm. They're like, what?
Most times I diagnose myself and I tell them what I think it is. And they agree.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe you should be a doctor then. You could be like a Shannon Bedore doctor or something, you know, yeah. Like you're a Dr. Moon.
Okay.
And then, so then I thought Sutton kind of made me laugh though. Cause she like walks into the room. She's like, docs, like, just tell me yes, no, whatever, you know? And so they're like, okay, yes. And she's like, ooh! Cause I'm like, well, you didn't specify what yes meant or what no meant. Like, yes, there's an issue.
I didn't like that way they did that, to be honest.
Well, she like told him to, but I don't know.
But they were like, yes, everything was good. No, you'd be like, I think you'd be like, I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Well, and then they're like, okay, bye, doctors. So Sutton, I have to talk to you about this really big issue. So this is like, this season is about Coatgate.
Yeah.
That's like the B story to Erica's like totally, A story. Totally. You know? She's like, Dorisa, that Crystal thinks that you like violated her. And what I like though is they keep showing the scene of where like Sutton literally like runs in there and drops the coat off and like walks out, you know? And she's like, it was innocent. Like, this has become such a big deal where I'm like, the whole point has been lost now.
Fact, she knocked. Fact, she can't aim in. I don't know what you're doing in here. Gave her the coat, walked out. Five seconds tops. Like,
I feel like maybe Crystal wanted her to walk, if she was not, she didn't want her to walk in there, but if she was like, oh, I walked in, I think she wanted a sorry right then, right? Like, oh my gosh, sorry, I'm just dropping your coat off and then like walk out, you know, but whatever. The whole thing
is. This is so stupid, by the way.
It's just too much. Like, I understand like your space being violated and you feel like, oh my God, that was really uncomfortable. And especially if you don't like someone at that point, but like, there's other things. We could find other annoying things about Sutton. Like, Crystal, if you really want to go after Sutton about other things, we could find them. Yep. Coatgate is just too much.
Coatgate is fucking lame. But wait, let's go back to
I'm
going to
jam it like on an old stale piece of toast. I'm like, is that a Southern idiom? I've never heard that in my life.
I like Sutton, though. Like,
no, I know. I just was like laughing because she just is like, this is her season of paranoia, right? Because she's like, I got to be in that Fox.
But she already was paranoid. I mean, that whole makeup thing, like, I think this is her. Okay. I think she's awkward.
But I think this is due to her divorce and moving on.
I think she's eccentric. Her and Kathy together would be freaking nuts. Like, that is the show.
Because Kathy will say something and then Sutton's like, no, like, you're missing the point. She'll like try to explain it. And then like Kathy will say, and then she'll just say, okay, Kathy. Like, she just gives up. Okay. So then we have Erica and Rinna. They're at, I don't even know where they're at, but did you notice that they're both wearing leather jackets and then these tight dresses. They're like both wearing turtleneck dresses. And then they have the sleeve with the finger hole.
Oh, see, Rinna always looks the same. She always looks the same to me. The same haircut for 30 years. She always pretty much does like monochromatic looks when it's like,
unless it's leopard or
completely
palm tree outfit or
the neon. she has like bold looks, and then she has just like subtle, just kind of blend in like a leather jacket, like very Kim K look for me.
I was gonna say very Skims like, but yeah. You know, Scott Disick maybe got her a discount.
Right.
But they got two hot toddies, which is apparently going to be like the new blue cheese stuffed olive martinis.
Mm-hmm. I'd like a spicy marg for Kyle or a Pinot Gris for Ramona. Hot toddies for Rinna and Erica.
Mm-hmm.
I love a hot toddy though. On a cold night and your throat hurts, hot toddy.
Oh yeah, not denying that. But she keeps asking, like, can you make that? It's like, it's not, what does she think is hard?
Hot water, lemon, and bourbon.
Yeah.
And cinnamon stick, apparently.
So then they're talking about Rinna Beauty. It's launching soon. She's very excited about it. I feel like they're not giving this a storyline.
Yeah. I mean, we have Rinna Beauty. I got an ugly color though. It's just not for me. I could do like pinks and reds. This is like a brown. It really washes me out.
It's okay. So, you know, then they're still talking about this and it. Erica, again, she's giving us a lot, but I don't think that any of it's real. You know, she thought about doing a trial separation and she's like, no, because once you're out, you're out. I get kicked to the curb. I gave him no, he got served. Like, she tells that story, you know, about, and I just, to me, it's like,
I thought it was interesting what she said. Like, I hope he doesn't play games with me. Like, he's probably like, she left me, fuck her. You want to be big time and go out on your own, go for it.
That's why I think this is so calculated, because I'm like, why would she do all that knowing how powerful he is? He could give her nothing.
She had to do it.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's why I'm like, you say that and it's like, well, yeah, if you know that that's how he's going to think, why would you do that? Because he's going to make sure you get zero, which you're still going to get zero.
Yeah.
You're probably going to owe.
I guess at this point, he's just trying to like avoid jail time. I think
he'll probably be on like house arrest or something.
Right, right.
Or he's going to that jail that like Jordan Belfort from like The Wolf of Wall Street went to, mm-hmm. you know, for like those white collar crimes. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so then we go, Crystal is having the girls over for dumplings. I've never wanted to be at a party more.
Dumplings one time, so it wasn't.
Oh, so I just thought the accessory, she had posted the accessories earlier today on Instagram. I'm like, wait, this is so cute. Cookies, I wanted everything.
She's cute. She's been making this like cucumber salad that people have been like posting. No, I think she might be. She did like a charcuterie thing this week. I think she's a good cook.
Charcuterie.
Oh God, who
does it? Oh. A cheese, maybe some fruit, a little veggie, some nuts on there, a little dip, maybe some jam. Mm-hmm.
I'm a snacker grazer. Like I love. I'd rather like have that at 4 o'clock as dinner.
Oh yeah, I love. Like the problem is like when you make those like really, you know, you make like a big charcuterie. Mm-hmm. It's so freaking expensive.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like, or I got to go to 10 stores to get like the prices, right? You got to go to Costco. You got to go right. to TJ's.
That's
you gotta
Trader go Joe's has like the best for that kind of stuff because their stuff is like really well priced and you can get all the meats, all the cheese, all the crackers, all the hummus, that kale, their kale dip, the kale. It's kind of like a.
Yeah, here. Wait, was this on your $300 Trader Joe's?
Totally. you know what I like to make for an appetizer too that's calorie friendly? A mozzarella, tomato, and basil on a stick.
Ooh, caprese
in your mouth.
Yep. A buffalo. Yeah.
And all their nuts. You can make a beautiful charcuterie from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, but you're still going to spend like $75.
Yeah, but that's like...
You guys, also Mary influenced me. And so I had gone to Trader Joe's. I was like, I'm going to get, oh, the mushroom flatbread. I was like, great, I get it. And I'm like, yeah, like I'm influenced by Mary. So I sent her a pic. I go, look what I got. And she's like, what is that? Like, what? She's like, you got the wrong thing. I'm like, no. I was so depressed about this damn flatbread.
Truffle mushroom flatbread. I hope you can find it the next time.
I looked for it.
You know what? There are certain Trader Joe's that don't have it. I've had this problem before. That's why I buy 7 at a time.
Now, okay. And then I was telling my friend about it. He's like, oh, you didn't get the one with the truffle? I'm like, what the hell? Everybody knows about this.
It's so good. It's literally, and that's another good thing to add to the charcuterie plate. It cut it up in small little pieces.
Ooh,
it's a great app.
Wow. You're adding a cooked element now to the plate. A charcuterie is all fresh stuff.
Yeah, but like it can be like a side app that goes along with charcuterie.
Okay, okay. Like maybe it's around a little ranch. Do you not call it a charcuterie? I like to abbreviate everything.
I just keep on saying coot.
Oh my God, that is such a charcuterie. I don't
know. So we're delirious.
Oh gosh, we haven't eaten. Okay, so we're making dumplings and Tiffany and Angie are there. And I'm like, I just want to watch them make the dumplings. Like I love dumplings. Like my brother-in-law, he made these like great dumplings. And I'm like, I just ate 15.
Oh yeah.
You got sick from eating too many. Not like that there was like food poisoning.
No, like my friend Andrea, her roommate made them like fresh homemade ones. And like we had like gone out during the day and like I just ate way too many of them. Like
I came back famished.
And it just like,
Laughing though, because they were like, well, you know, everybody's like dough is different. And then she's like, Rob. Now, Tom would never go to the grocery store, but Rob ran right out to that market. Rob's cute.
I completely agree.
I still don't think he has friends, close friends, but I think he's cute.
Yeah. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, you know, I also am like laughing. Okay, so Kyle has Sutton in her phone spelled wrong. Did you notice that too?
No.
Is it her last name Strake?
I'm not good.
I gotta look it up on IG.
I'm sure you're right.
She had two K's. And I always just find it funny when housewives spell each other's name wrong. Like remember like Luann had Bethany in there as like Bethany.
I have so many people in my phone.
Yeah, it is with a C. Really?
No. Like, oh my! If you like go through, it will be like Nick Balboa, like I have like all these weird, I don't even know. Yeah,
but those are like, I mean, people that I meet where their name is now where I've met.
I just have like an Alex and a Mia. Yeah.
Well, also it's like iPhone. Could you get it together where I can mass delete everyone out of, like, I have contacts from like 2002.
I did do a dump recently because I was like,
oh, nice dump. These
people.
Did it feel good? That dump?
What? What are you getting at?
I don't know, I'm just asking if that dump felt good.
What is you trying to say? Like the bathroom? What does that mean? That dump felt good. What does that mean?
Did it feel good to dump that many people out of your phone?
Oh, yeah,
you just
yeah.
said you dumped it.
I don't know. I thought you were like alluding to something. I don't know.
Do you think I need a coat?
I'll bring one for you. My name's Sutton.
But yes. Okay. So I was trying to figure out where it's actually, I was trying to figure out where Crystal lived. So she must be in Encino area.
Yeah. Aren't they all Encino though?
Yeah, basically. But you know, Sutton and Crystal must live so close that Sutton can walk there, which is always interesting to me when the ones who are fighting live so close to each other. And I thought, I was like, where's Doogie? And by Doogie, I mean Kathy. How come she didn't come into this?
That's true. She didn't come.
Because she's
maybe
because
she's
a friend,
she's a friend of, maybe but she's still, just not going to come to every. Maybe she was like, I'm over it. I'm not coming tonight.
I also thought it was interesting that Erica came in so hot to this. I was like, okay, so we've bought a new outfit, new pants or new boots. And we have marijuana oil all over our, excuse me for saying, clit and vagina. And what?
She was like, it's a THC oil. She was coming in hot. She was feeling good. And I loved her like being so open and honest and the flashback to Pantygate. She did seem a lot lighter, which it's like,
yeah, they said that too. Yeah. But it's also weird.
It's crazy because you're like, dude, no, this is like your life is like her anxiety must be. I mean, I think about the things that I get worried about and like that is like nothing.
Do you think at this point she knows to the degree of, or just do you think that Tom said, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Deposed.
But I mean, but she never went. she's indisposed. But she never went. They got pushed back. So she still hasn't gone. So does she know to the degree of everything? Now she does. But at that point, do you think Tom said, shit's about to go down. We have to divorce. I'm not going to give you information because you, like, do you think he was protecting her in a sense where he was like, I'm not going to tell you all the details because you don't, you knowing it then puts you in at risk.
You know what, Courtney? This is the tale that we'll never know.
But we're going to. We're going to find stuff out.
I mean, we will as
the
proceedings happen.
Oh, okay.
Like yes, the real court.
Yes. Okay.
As the justice system works out themselves for the victims of this truth. Like, it's so funny. Like, we're like, oh, like he did this and like watching it as a divorce. It's like, no, he like fucked people's lives.
I also thought it was funny. So Erica's like, I'm going to go 90 days without sex, you know, till 2021. And my mom goes, oh, she wasn't having affairs.
Yeah.
Go,
yeah,
oh my exactly. God, mom. She's just like, I just find it interesting that Erica's saying, oh, she's going to have anonymous sex as if she wasn't doing it. I was like, was she? I mean, she did have the Hollywood pad. I guess she was like, you know, maybe they had an open thing. We don't know.
I felt that was incriminating.
It was weird. It just was like weird. Yeah. And then, so then Sutton and Crystal have to fucking sit down again. And it's like, we're not.
Wouldn't be Beverly Hills though if we didn't get in a fight about the same fight five fucking times over.
You're right. And like, it's so funny though, because Crystal's like, I didn't tell everyone. Everyone was asking me. Of course I had to respond. And like Sutton's like basically saying like, if someone asks you, you just say it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But no.
No. So then they have to come with the group and it's like, you know, I walked in on her having an awkward moment and it's over and like, we're not going to talk about it anymore. And Crystal's like, yeah, we're not going to talk about it anymore.
And then Sutton's like, actually, because they walk out as like a united front. Like, yeah, let's go tell the girls we're going to. And then Sutton's like, ooh, so I know we're not going to talk about it anymore, but I'm going to bring it up one last time. Right. So like, you can't keep talking about it and saying I violated you. And Crystal's like, I thought we were like moving on from this. And Sutton's like, no, I am clearing my name here. I'm not crazy or a maniac. You know, we talked about my father and suicide. You used those words. And
I had said that on the previous podcast. I'm like, clearly that's a trigger.
Yeah. Well, and then Chris was like, okay, I'm going to believe you. And I'm like, do you think?
And then Sutton uses that back to her. I was like, well, I'm going to believe you too.
I'm going to believe you. Yeah. I'm going to believe you.
That's going to be someone's tagline that next season. I don't believe anybody.
Yeah. I'll believe you when I believe the truth. You're like, wait, what? Okay, whatever. And then Sutton's like,
in Beverly Hills.
In my town, the truth is believed when you tell it. Like, what? In Beverly Hills, the skeletons are the ones who know the truth. I don't let the skeletons out of my closet. You'll never know my truth. What?
So stupid.
Well, then Sutton calls her a mean girl.
They're never going to get along all season. Like, they're just like, as Teresa Giudice would say, what did she say? Water and vinegar? Or what did, was she got it oil. Wrong? Oh, yeah, no, but she got water and vinegar. And everyone's like, wait, that ghost? Or what? I don't know.
She meant oil and vinegar. Yeah. And then I was laughing because, like, Kyle is so shady sometimes.
I love it.
They're like doing the dumpling. She's like, look, Lisa, it looks like your lips. And not only did they do a side by, I was like, wait, this is such a mean shot.
It's amazing. But it's like they said, we make fun of each other. But if anyone outside the group makes fun of them, it's not okay.
Right. We mean you.
No, but they're having like they're having fun making the dumplings. Erica is like light and they're all seeming to enjoy each other's company, which very rarely happens. And I like that it wasn't like a full like sit down. There was kind of different tables. Like, they always have to have like only one person talking at those tables for conversations, which it's like, that is not how parties are. It's like there's five different conversations happening. Right. Like,
I don't right. know. I also thought it was funny too. So this is like way backtracking, but something that you said. So at Sutton's, they're like, okay, let's go outside for dessert. They had two set tables of sit downs for them to have dessert, and they all crowd around the one standing cocktail table. Mm-hmm, it just like made me laugh when they're, I feel like the producers were like, we can't get a good angle here. So could you guys all crowd around this and pretend to eat this delicious, what was it? An opera cake or something?
I would have loved to be at that party and had the carved caviar served to me right at my desk because Kathy doesn't want it to get too lumpy. Right at my desk. What is wrong with me? Right at my table, chair, whatever. I don't know. I've like mispronounced very many words this evening.
If it makes you feel better, this is like a weekly occurrence.
I don't know. Oh, man.
It's not just tonight, so you're okay. But that's why we love you.
Thanks, guys.
Is there anything else to mention? I can't believe we just talked about Beverly Hills for like a full hour.
But we talked about many challenges in front of me and so much they don't know to be continued. Erica what? Jane.
There wasn't a to be continued this week, though, right?
But now we just have to always say it, you know?
Well, right. Well, it's like also like, okay, you gave us no New York, but last week you told us to be continued. When?
Why when? Was there? Oh, I guess the below deck thing, but I don't know. There seems like there's something strategic about that. I don't know. The Bravo universe.
Who knows? Maybe they skipped a week so that we could still stay in the same cinematic timeline.
I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay. Well, anything else to mention, Mary?
Good luck your last couple days on your fast. And
you too.
Yes, we will talk soon.
Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.